Welcome to the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. My name's Steve Bowes. Today, I want to talk about balancing data and judgment in HR decision-making. A few weeks ago, we did an HR Happy Hour Show with Joshua Ganz, co-author of the excellent book titled Prediction Machines. On the show, we talked about one of the central ideas in the book, the continuing importance of human judgment in decision-making, even in an environment where advances in AI technology make predictions, which are essentially options, more available, numerous, and inexpensive. I won't go back through all the reasoning behind this conclusion. I definitely encourage you to listen to the original HR Happy Hour podcast, or certainly read the book. But I did want to point out another excellent example of how this AI and prediction combined with human judgment idea plays out in human capital management planning and decisions. A recent piece in HBR titled, When Retail Workers Have Stable Schedules, Sales and Productivity Go Up, shares some really interesting findings about a study that aimed to find out if giving retail workers more schedule certainty and clarity would impact business results, and if so, how. Some backstory on the idea behind the study. As demand planning and workforce scheduling software has developed over the years and has become much more sophisticated, many retailers now have the information and ability to set and adjust worker schedules much more dynamically and almost in real time than they had in the past. Combining sales and store traffic estimates with workforce planning and scheduling tools that are able to match staffing levels to this demand, store managers are, for the most part, able to optimize staffing and therefore control labor cost much more precisely. But while optimizing the staffing levels in a retail store sounds like a perfectly sound business practice, and makes the owners of the store happy, typically via reduced labor cost, it often makes the staff unhappy. In a software and AI-driven staffing model, workers can find their schedules uncertain, changing from week to week, and even find themselves losing expected shifts on very short notice, sometimes even less than 2 hours. The data and the AI might be, quote-unquote, right when they recommend a set of staff schedules based on all the available information. But, as we will see in the research referenced in the HBR piece, the data and the AI usually fail to see and understand the impact this kind of scheduling has on the actual people that have to do the actual work. And the research reported in HBR highlights this. Here's an interesting excerpt from the report about how ways for retailers to incorporate these kinds of advanced AI tools and also keep the human in human resources can help set retail worker expectations. At the start of the study, we often heard HQ fault store managers for what's called emotional scheduling, a script pushed by the purveyors of scheduling software. In measuring customer experience and making decisions related to a labor model, retailers should rely solely on facts. Too often, changes are made because of an anecdotal or emotional response from the field, notes a widely cited best practices guide. However, our experiment shows that a hybrid approach of combining algorithms with manager intuition can lead to better staffing decisions. While our experiment provided guidelines for managers, it still allowed the managers to make the final decision on how much of the interventions to implement. The increase in sales and productivity witnessed at the test stores show that retailers stand to benefit when they allow discretion to store managers. So what were some of the benefits of giving managers at least some discretion over worker scheduling, even when the AI tool made different scheduling and staffing recommendations? When managers could provide workers more certain or predictable schedules, most of them benefited from the ability to predict their commute times, their ability to schedule things like education, childcare, other jobs they may have, and enabled the workers to connect more deeply with customers and coworkers. In short, the workers were all happier, and this tended to lead to better work performance, better customer service, and in the case of the stores studied by HBR, increased revenues and profits. Allowing managerial discretion and intervention in what the AI suggested for worker schedules made a significant impact on the performance of these test stores. In time, maybe the AI will learn to understand this nuanced, subtle, but important impact that work schedules have on workers, and how that in turn impacts business results. But until then, it seems like it's best to let the AI make recommendations on the optimal staffing decisions, but still let the managers make that final call based on what they know about their staff, their customers, their business, and, well, human nature, of course, as well. The AI, combined with human judgment, seems to produce the best outcomes when it comes to worker scheduling, customer satisfaction, and organizational performance. That's it from the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. To hear full episodes of the HR Happy Hour Show, go to Apple Podcasts, Stitcher Radio, Google Podcasts, or your favorite podcast app. Just search for HR Happy Hour. And to learn more, go to www.h3hr.com.